Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. I won't read the rest of it, but maybe verse 16. And moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of judgment wickedness was there, and in the place of righteousness wickedness was there. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. And then in the book of Esther chapter 4 and verse 12, and they told Mordecai Esther's words, and Mordecai bade to answer Esther, imagine not in thy heart that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there arise relief and deliverance to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall perish. And who knows whether thou art not come to the kingdom for such a time as this? And Esther bade to answer Mordecai, go, gather together all the Jews that are found in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. And Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. And then just in Ephesians 5, Ephesians chapter 5 and maybe read from verse 14. Wherefore he says, wake up, thou that sleepest, and arise from among the dead, and the Christ shall shine upon thee. See therefore how ye walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. I just had an impression, dear brethren, about seizing the moment. There's a common expression, isn't there, about striking while the iron is hot. Not sure if that's a scriptural expression, but I've been thinking about time and making good use of time. This, I was reading Ecclesiastes very recently, and a lot of what Solomon has to say is obviously very wise. He observes about the nature of things. He says there's a time for everything. I remember a brother giving a preaching in Putney on this chapter. I can't think how he got the gospel out of it, but it's a very interesting observation as to the time. I'm not proposing to go through all of this, but there is a time for everything, and it is good spiritual practice, if I might say, that we observe these things and realize the nature of things and what God is doing at any one time. God moves in his own way. Sometimes it's not our time, it's his time. Think of the incoming of the Lord Jesus. It says when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son. It's his time, not ours. And throughout our Christian journey too, we have to realize the timing of things and wait upon him. What is God saying at the present time? It may be for one thing or it may be for another. We need to discern the times. But it says here in verse 16 or verse 17, there's a time, there's a purpose for every work. We need just to wait on the Lord and see what we're to do right now. Not looking back exactly to what was done, or maybe not looking forward to what we think we should do in the future, but what is God wanting me to do now? And so with that in mind, I read in Esther. We know this is a very interesting book. I No, we often say God is not mentioned directly in this book at all. How wonderful these things work out, God's purposes. But I just like the spirit of Esther here and what Mordecai says. She might be there just at the right time for this specific moment. And you know, we may not think we can do much in our walk here and we do not have much influence, but you know, it could be that God has put us in a particular situation just for that moment. And she made use of the time. She's not fatalistic. I know she says, if I perish, I perish, but I don't believe that was fatalistic. She was just trusting her God. And that's what we need to do. And it's interesting that she backed it up by her feeling, by fasting. And you know, I think if we make a commitment to something, if we seize the moment, as it were, and decide that that's what God would have us to do. Sometimes we need to there needs to be something in our lives to mirror that, so that she fasted for 3 days. It wasn't something, it wasn't just an idle saying. It wasn't just she said, well, you know, I'll just do this because I think it's the right time. But she, in essence, she prayed about it on her knees. She got before God. And you know, if we desire to please the Lord and to make use of the best time we have to do what we think he is bidding us to do, then we need to be on our knees about it and pray about it. And you know, it's wonderful that God in his sovereign way used this dear woman to fulfill his purposes. And not only she, but Mordecai did the same thing. It says they fasted and they neither ate nor drank for 3 days. What commitment that was. Mordecai, I think, saw that here was the purposes of God, and it was the right thing to do at that moment. He had discernment. And you know, I'm just challenged as to whether in anything, in our personal lives or even in our lives as brethren together, whether we discern it's the right time to do something, and then to be on God on our knees about it, not just to say it, but to be exercised by it, so that we might please the Lord and do his will. I just read in Ephesians, because this is what Paul has to say. You know, we often can be unaware of the time. We can just coast along, can't we? And we're unaware of the time, what God is saying. He says, wake up, thou that sleepest. Sometimes we need, I need that call. What I'm saying, dear brethren, I'm saying firstly to myself, I feel the edge of all this. But sometimes we don't recognize the time. And we don't understand what opportunities we have. We need to wake up and let Christ shine upon us. What a remedy for any situation that we're maybe groping in the dark. What a remedy to let the light of Christ shine upon us. And he says that we're to walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise. I think Mordecai and Esther were wise. I think Solomon was wise. But no, as believers in the Lord Jesus, we have Christ himself who's made unto us wisdom. And if we're groping in the dark, don't know what to do, I don't know when to act, let the light of Christ shine upon us. And it says, see how you walk carefully, not as unwise, but as wise. And then it says, redeeming the time. And if you look at the note there, note E, it says, not redeeming time as usually understood, but seizing every good and favourable opportunity. Well, that's just what we need to do as believers. It could be in the gospel, maybe we need to, I feel my utter uselessness in sharing the gospel when I have the opportunity with neighbours or whoever. It says here, this is one of the more helpful notes, I think, but seizing every good and favourable opportunity, redeeming the time. But maybe it's not restricted to sharing the gospel, but maybe having a word with a brother or a sister that needs encouragement, that needs helping along the way. Maybe they're groping in the dark. We can encourage them to look to Christ, that they might get light as to what to do. We all need these things. We know what to do when we don't do it. Other times we just don't know what to do. But we have this wonderful exhortation to redeem the time, to make the best of the time we've got. Because, you know, this is the time. In eternity, things will be finished. We won't have to struggle anymore. And there won't be any more bumping along in the dark. We'll be in the light fully. But, you know, we have this wonderful opportunity to seize the opportunity. Who knows? Probably, you know, Esther nor Mordecai, they didn't really fully understand what God could do for those that were dedicated to him. The possibilities were endless. What a wonderful salvation there was of the Jews at that time, you know, because one person seized the moment. Well, dear brethren, I just leave it with us. As I say, I feel the edge of the word myself. How many times I let things go. I'm not exercised to find out what God wants me to do. But here we have these examples in Scripture. May we be encouraged for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.